Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service, today sunny with a high near 78. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Saturday a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 74. The chance of precipitation is 70%, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 42. The chance of precipitation is 100%, new rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And on Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m., then rain, high near 47, breezy with northwest wind gust as high as 36 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. And in regional news from Monroe County, a wildfire near Fort McCoy has burned nearly 3,000 acres with crews still working to contain it. According to a post today from Wisconsin Public Radio, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said the fire, which began Wednesday night, was about 50% contained Thursday afternoon. No injuries have been reported. Smoke from the fire was heavy enough overnight that Interstate 94 north of Toma was temporarily shut down. As of about 8 a.m. Thursday morning, I-94 remained closed, according to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The DNR has reported that the fire began at the north end of Fort McCoy and is burning in Monroe County near the Jackson County border. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The state has seen about 45 fires in the last 2 days. In a press release, the DNR said it responded to 21 wildfires that burned more than 2,500 acres, with nearly 80 occurring just in the last week. The fires came one day after Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency over extreme fire danger in central and southern Wisconsin. The order directed state agencies to quickly dispatch resources, including the Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopters, to keep fires at bay and protect the public. The DNR issued a red flag warning on Wednesday for 41 counties. On Thursday, the agency continued that warning for 38 counties until 8 p.m. due to warm weather, low humidity, gusty winds, and dry conditions. Again, information for our report comes in part from WPR, which gives us permission to repost. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.